You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. I tell you what, it is a very good morning. The sun is shining again this morning, which is all rather disappointing. Never thought I'd say this in summer, but we really do need some rain. Good morning. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. It is the 7th of 15th, and it is a Friday, so we say TGIF. And great to have you with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're going to be entertaining you from now, just a couple of minutes after the hour of 7, right through until 10 o'clock this morning. So do hang around, all right? We've got some great music lined up for you. And we'll be doing our, don't forget, our Freaky Friday fun facts and what, where, and when. Now, starting us off this morning, 15th of December, do we have somebody important born on this day? I tell you what we do. A little bit of a clue in the name. Not Gustave, but the name Eiffel. Yes, born on this day, 1832. A French structural engineer, an entrepreneur, and a specialist in metallic structures. Now, he is acclaimed, of course, for co-designing the world-famous Eiffel Tower, built for the 1889 Universal Exposition in Paris, France, as well as the armature for the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbour. And did you know, by the way, the Eiffel Tower was originally built, a little bit like the London Eye, I think, was originally built to be there temporarily while they had the show on. But I'm happy to say it's still there in all its glory, isn't it?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
everybody's been forgotten. When everybody's tired of being alone. Yeah, everybody's been abandoned and left a little empty-handed. So if you're out there barely hanging on, just give it one more try.
There we go. Just what we need first thing in the morning is a nice, relaxing lullaby. Nickelback, and it was called Lullaby. And they came from Alberta, up in Canada. And that was back in 2012 when they released that lullaby. It was the full single off of their seventh studio album, which was called Here and Now. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just 7.5 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, which is all rather nice. Here's Joe South. Games People Play. Joe South and the Games People Play. It's one of those, I played it then, playing it again. Forces Radio Charger, that came out in August of 1968 and got into the Billboard Hot 100 in January of 69. Won the 1970 Grammys Awards as well, Best Contemporary Song and Song of the Year. Games People Play, written, composed and performed by Joe South. Another classic, Martha and the Vandellas, and Dancing in the Street. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to 14 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Going to put you in the shower in just a minute. And just to remind you what we're going to be doing between now and 10 o'clock, some international news at the bottom of the hour, and some local news on the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. We're checking for Ingrid. We always like Fridays, don't we? I know we love to hear from her every day, but Fridays, Freaky Friday Complex with Ingrid. That's going to be in around about, an hour and 10 minutes' time, something like that. And we're also checking in with Yasmin, because there's obviously a lot going on around this time of the year, so we'll see what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it, with what, where and when. And also, if we can find them, a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. So all that to come here on this morning's breakfast show. But as for right now, we better get you on your way. Don't want you late, do we? Indeed we don't. Right, let me see. What have I got for you this morning? Oh! How's your groove thing doing? Why don't you give it a little bit of a shooky, shaky, shaky? there we go. Yes, give your old groove thing a bit of a shake. Shake your groove thing there. And, there we go. Time to get you out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. So it's a lovely sunshiny day. Not a cloud in the sky. It's all rather... I hate to say it. It's really terrible. It's all a bit depressing, really. Right, now let me see. What else have I got for you this morning? Oh, yes. This one. Richard Ashcroft. Come on, people.
Sometimes I feel like I can't move on. Nothing in life is turning me on. But I still see clearly when I see you smiling. You know when nothing seems to fit, I couldn't see my way through the shit. When every single second of my waking day was thinking of you, thinking of you. You never know that I am alive, I am alive. I wanna grow. And there are so many things I can do, just like falling in love with you. So take my hand now, understand me, you can come here too. Come on people, we're making it now.
People, we're making it now. That's Richard Ashcroft. Yeah, on the breakfast show, where we keep you an eye on the time. We're 23 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Hey, Adam, you never guess what I saw last night.
What?
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. That's right. They were listening to music, and their voices were low. And he looks a lot like someone that you and I both know.
Who?
Well, I saw Santa rocking round the Christmas tree. And Mama was as close to Santa as you are to me.
He filled up the socks, but before it could go, they started to kiss. Santa just couldn't go.
Well, I saw Mama help Santa decorate the tree. With little bitty presents and candy came for you and me.
He started to leave, then he turned around. I made a noise. I was sure to be found.
I saw Mama kissing Santa beneath the mistletoe. Yeah, and he looked like someone I thought you ought to know.
There we go, the Beach Boys, and I saw Santa kissing Mummy under the Christmas tree. I saw Santa. Right, time on the breakfast show, 24 and a half minutes. That was a short heat, wasn't it? And good time to squeeze in it. Do another Christmas one, shall we? This one. Take that. It's the Backstreet Boys. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
indeed it is. It's Christmas time again, the Backstreet Boys.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Breakfast Show. All the best sounds around with Jerry D.
And that comes off of a very nice album I've got called Luxury Soul. And that is Kim Tibbs and Drifting. Before that, I Feel the Earth Move, a sort of upbeat version by Marquita for that one. All right, I want to tell you a little bit of a story, because yesterday, and Yasmin wasn't here with us in the studio, but she dropped me a little line, and she'd got an audio message from one of our listeners yesterday, and so glad. We always had good, glad to hear from people. And it was, let me just get it up here so I can see what we're talking about. Yeah, there we go. Louise Bennett dropped a audio file to Yasmin. She passed it on to me, sort of, could I help? So I thought what we'll do this morning is it's a nice it's a nice story. So I thought, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to share that with our listeners. Here's the message that we got.
Good morning, Yasmin. God bless you. I was thinking about sending a message to Jerry. I'm trying to find a song. You know, my father passed away and he liked a song, but I don't have the lyrics to find it in the platforms on in an application. Well, the song, I guess it's from the 50s, from the group, I guess, from the Cascades. And it has a tone that goes like this. Down, 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 do, do, da, do, 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 do. Down, 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 do, do, da, do, 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 do. Down, 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 do, 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 do. But I don't have the lyrics, so I don't want to sound weird or anything like that. I just want to see if I can move forward with, with my doubt. Thank you. I appreciate your time. God bless you. Bye.
Well, I tell you what, I immediately recognised dun dun da 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 da, but could I remember the title for the life of me? Oh no, I'm going to have to go through all of my 1950s records and see what it is. And I said I knew the song, but I just couldn't put my name. And then all of a sudden, I kept doing it dun dun da 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 da, and eventually it came into my head.
Dum do dum do be do dum 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 do dum do be do dum 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 do dum do be do dum 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 do be do dum dum dum. So please hold, hold me so tight, all through the night.
I speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always, always.
I've waited, waited so long for your kisses and your love. Please come, come to me from up above.
Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling.
There we go, that was it. Dum 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 dum. Come softly to me from the Fleetwoods. And that was Louise. Louise said Bennett was trying to hunt that one down. And there's a bit of a story there, because you might recognize Louise's name from Frankie Yankee. Yes. And but his father was a very, very well known doctor here in Panama. And it was Dr. Luis Felipe Bennett Orzoco. And very, very famous. He was a pediatrician, but he also he practiced and taught humanized medicine, focused on prevention and evidence-based care. And he fought to highlight the importance of childhood and new development in Panama. And apparently, Luis was telling Esme that when COVID came, he still practiced looking after the kids, etc., that were under his care. And sadly, he got COVID and passed away due to COVID. So, Luis, we're glad we're able to help you out with that one. If you've got some strange tracks that you can't remember, I'll say one thing, Luis. Your rendition of the intro was very, very good, because sometimes people say, you heard this song, and they sing about that, and you can't recognise what they're singing. So anyway, congratulations. Glad we were able to sort that out for you.
I'll see you in my dreams.
remember Snake Gary Moore, can you? Either his voice or his guitar playing. In My Dreams is what that one was called. And that is, well, taking us up towards the top of the hour this morning. And don't forget we've got our Freaky Friday fun facts coming up as well in the next hour. This will take us there. Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
There we go. Two great tracks in a row. That last one was No Mercy and Where Do You Go? And before that, Cutting Crew and I've Been in Love Before. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And where are you? Where is Ingrid? That's what I want to know.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, guys, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. Guess what that means? It's Freaky Friday. Fun fact, yeah. Well, I hope I have one today that everyone will take a little interest in, because I know I sure did when I started researching it. You know, I don't know a whole lot about El Nino, but I know a lot more now. So I'm going to share with you some of these Freaky Friday facts about El Nino. Did you know that El Nino means little boy or Christ child? In 1892, a Peruvian naval captain named Camilo Carrillo reported an abnormally warm current that ran along the western coast of South Africa. As he explained it to his government, it usually showed up around Christmas time and remained for several months. So, in honor of Jesus' birth, fishermen from Peru and Ecuador named it El Niño. As the years went by, the term's definitions changed. Currently in North America, other regions are broadly similar. El Niño is defined as a 5 consecutive 3-month running mean of sea surface temperature, SST, anomalies. In the Niño, 3.4 region, that is about the threshold. That's complicated. You got to do math. Not good for me. In English, this means that the average temperature of the water is half a degree higher than normal for the 5 months in a region in the Pacific and about halfway through Peru and Papua New Guinea. In certain areas, this triggers an increase in precipitation, floods, and hurricanes. Number two, did you know it's part of a larger cycle? Surface winds, known as trade winds, normally blow across the Pacific from east to west. This pushes warmer, sun-heated water across Asia towards the cooler H2O rises up from the depths near North and South America. The line of motion also means that the sea surface is generally about half a meter higher over by Indonesia than it is around Ecuador. But sometimes those winds are too weak to do their jobs. Although, poor things, they need some protein. When that happens, the eastern Pacific becomes unusually warm, while the west suffers through a cold spell and you get your El Niño. Conversely, extra strong trade winds make the Pacific really, really cool, as even more cold water is coming from the depths. Such occurrences is called La Niña, or, let's go, everybody, Spanish class 101, the little girl. El Niño and La Niña represent two sides of the same coin. Each is a phase in a larger cycle known as El Niño Southern Oscillation, or ENSO. Ordinarily, the former stage lasts for 9 to 12 months, while the latter one has a lifetime of up to 1 to 3 years. Talk about grandchildren getting in your way. Did you know? We've identified a few distinct types. No two El Niños are exactly alike. In recent years, climate experts have noticed that they can come in several different varieties. The kind described above is a conventional and eastern Pacific El Niño. Every so often, though, you'll wash up the central Pacific El Niño, which warms the mid-Pacific to a greater degree than the east or the west. It looks like there's an entire spectrum of El Niños beyond the simplistic categories. El Niño tends to create severe Australian droughts. Down under, most extreme dry periods even associated with El Niño, but it's hard to predict exactly how bad Australia's rainfall will be affected by any given one. During the years 1997 through 98, El Niño, which was the 20th century's strongest, significantly drops in precipitation, only takes place in eastern Australia and Tasmania. Years later, though, the rather mild 2002 and 2003 El Niño sparked an enormous nationwide drought. Did you know that they probably spread mosquito-borne diseases? In the early 20th century, the Punjab region of India was the site of regular malaria epidemics, and according to the World Health Organization, WHO, No, who's on first? Never mind. Recent analysis may have shown that the malaria epidemic risk increases about fivefold in the year after the El Nino event. Similar observations were made in Sri Lanka. At present, the number of malaria-infested Venezuelans and Colombians, it goes up by 33% after an El Nino. Other mosquito-transmitted ailments like Rift Valley fever and dengue also experience a post-Nino boom, so let's hope we don't get that here. Did you know? One survey found that El Nino might provoke civil wars. In 2011, Columbia University economist Solomon Heising and two colleagues reviewed 234 civil wars that had broken out in some 175 countries since 1950, and they uncovered a disturbing pattern. Tropical countries were twice as likely to have a skirmish in years that they had predicted an El Nino. According to Heising, since 1950, one out of five civil conflicts have been influenced by an El Nino. Well, why is that so? Easy. Droughts caused by the weather phenomena may be partly reason, you know, because as people need water and there's food shortages. That's usually a major reason why people have revolutions or, you know, blocking the highway. That's also another one. Okay, let's go on. Did you know El Nino forces seabirds to wind up in unusual places? Peruvian boobies aren't usually found as far north as Panama, under normal circumstances. But we have a few other type of boobies up here anyways. The bird hunt anchovies off the coast of Chile, Ecuador, and of course Peru. But regional fish populations take a big hit during El Nino, forcing some avians to seek food elsewhere. Early in 2014, and El Nino-like conditions broke out, and by July, several transplanted boobies had been spotted in Panama. Jerry, I wonder if they are talking about you. Never mind. Similarly, they descended on the country after the 1982-83 El Nino, with 3,500 roosting on the Pachea Island alone. Did you know? Midwestern tornadoes become less common in El Nino. On the plus side, El Nino years make life a little easier in the plain states. Yeehaw, Oklahoma! La Nina warms and moistens winds currently regularly swing upwards from the Gulf of Mexico, thus increasing the local tornado tally. Meanwhile, El Nino has the opposite effect. You got it. El Nino, La Nina. In 1876, El Nino created a drought that killed 18 million people. In 1876, an intense El Nino-triggered dry spell broke out in India and North China. Throughout both areas, crops were decimated, and due to the weakening of central government in China and colonial trade policies in India, neither government was adequately prepared for the disaster. As a result, roughly 12 million Chinese and 6 million Indians had died of hunger. 1879. Wow, that's nasty. Certain economies actually benefit from these phenomena. Following the 2010 El Nino, Argentina's gross GDP rose by 1.08%, in Canada by 0.85%, Mexico by 1.57%. How did this happen? I don't know. Why didn't you tell me? The El Nino led to the decrease in East Coast hurricanes, which has a great for Mexico oil industry. A warm weather influx meant that Canadian fisheries could yield a greater output. Finally, heightened by participation helped Argentinian soybean growers. And they do grow better wine than soybeans. Yes, they do. We'll go for the last one here. One Californian was wrongly blamed for the 1997-98 El Nino. A few months into the 1997-98 El Nino, one resident of Nipomo, California, began to get weird phone calls. It was always like something like, "Why are you doing this?" he remembers. One person politely asked the retired submarine crewman to steer clear of Cayucos. Another screamed obscenities after obscenity at 2 a.m. before the whole thing blew over. David Letterman contacted him with an invitation to appear in the Late Show. What's his name? Are you ready? Come on. Alfonso Nino. And in the phone book, he was listed as Al. El Nino. Okay, so these are your Freaky Friday fun facts about El Nino. Well, it's going to be an interesting weekend. Don't forget, Sunday at 6 p.m. up here in El Valle, we are going to have our light night parade. And I heard Mrs. Claus and a couple of elves, even Rudolph may make an appearance. Oh, my goodness. So don't miss it. They'll be handing out candy canes, and we're looking forward to a very good time. And then Monday, comes Monday. See you then in the city. Until next time, be safe, have fun. Back to you in the studio.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful, what's your heart?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better
beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I
your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I
well.
No,
mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Really,
oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm. Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh, your lips are delicious. Never such a blizzard before. But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
dressed.
Thrill when you touch my hair.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay
over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. of stopping, and I brought some comb for popping. The lights they are turned way down low. Let it snow, snow, snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really pull me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Me so, let it snow, snow, snow. Let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in that storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but that fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, snow, snow. Let it snow, let it snow.
There we go. Yes, three songs to keep you cool in our heatwave. We started off, of course, Dean Martin and Baby It's Cold Outside, and then Elvis Presley, Blue Christmas, and last but not least there, Rod Stewart, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. So you might want to listen to those. The air conditioner's not working. We're about 20 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget still to come at What, Where and When with Yasmin in the last hour. We'll see if we've got a couple of people born on the 15th of December in the world of music. I just want to remind you again, this is a topic that we touched on yesterday with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. And my wife had one the other day. I've had one or two. And just looking, because we don't take calls on the WhatsApp line into the studio, which, by the way, make a note, is 677-18822. It's easy, 677-18822. All right, now the thing is, if you receive on your WhatsApp a voice call, okay, now this is very, very important, and it's from somebody you don't know. Firstly, I wouldn't accept it anyway if I were you, but the other thing is that we've been getting these calls in, and Christina got one in the other day, the good lady, and it was from a country code, telephone country code of 233, and that happens to be Ghana in Africa, all right? Ghana is very close, if not next door to Nigeria, is where we had a call. Well, I've had a call on my cell phone, and also the one here in the studio received a voice call. Neither of them were accepted. 234 is Nigeria, 233 is Ghana. But I would recommend that if you get a voice call from a number that's not perhaps on your contact list or whatever, I wouldn't accept it. Because as we know now, with artificial intelligence, they only need to get you on the line and talk to you for a little while. They've got your voice. It can be used for all sorts of things. So please, please, please be careful. I was just taking a look on my WhatsApp settings to see if there was anything where I could only accept voice calls from people that were on my contact list. I haven't found it yet, but I have to check with Alex and see if that's possible. But please, please, please do be careful, especially this time of the year. There's all sorts of scams and so on and so forth going on. Just please, please, be careful. Think twice. Don't just say you've got a voice call and then pick it up. When it calls you, it gives the phone number that's calling you. And if you don't recognize it, especially if you get a code like 233 or 3233 or 234, certainly don't take them. All right, just a little bit of advice. Want to keep you safe? Want to keep your money in your pocket, not somebody else's? This is Noel Gallagher and his High Flying Birds. Black Star Dancing. There we go. Yes, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds and Black Star Dancing. 13 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. Okay, I've just been sort of rummaging around on my WhatsApp. Now, here is a good setting. It says choose who you can contact you. There's a thing called, if you look when you go into settings, you'll see a, well, you should see, I had one there, privacy checkup. And one thing, choose who can contact you. And there's one here, silence unknown callers. Prevent calls from unknown contacts. And it says here, what it is silence unknown calls. Calls from unknown numbers will be silenced. And they will still be those shown in the calls tab and your notifications. Now, the advantage of this is, of course, you won't hear them calling you. So you can take a good look if you're interested or whatever, but you will still, if some, it may be somebody that perhaps you want to speak to, whatever, you can always check the number. It says anyone who has your phone number can call you on WhatsApp, but you can block a known phone number by choosing, or silence calls from unknown callers by changing your privacy settings. Now, what we've done here is when we've received these calls, say originating like from Nigeria or Ghana, what we've done is we then blocked them, obviously. It says here, then silencing calls from unknown callers means that you can focus on conversations that matter to you while preserving your privacy and preventing unwanted contact. An unknown caller could be somebody you haven't contacted or saved as a contact before. Silence unknown callers on Android and iOS, tap settings, privacy, tap calls, move the toggle on the on-off position. Okay, now you can still see silence calls from unknown callers in the calls tab and in notifications, but your phone won't ring. You can call an unknown caller back from within the calls tab. Alternatively, tap the silenced unknown caller message with a chat. Now, note, if you call or message the silenced caller, you won't be able to silence their calls in future. Okay? So it's... you can also stop receiving calls from other WhatsApp users by blocking them. So there we go. There's a little bit. There's some way you can sort of keep a little bit of a distance from those type of calls. And say once you've got something, you've seen something like that come up, say you can always check the telephone code. Okay. For instance, how do I check them? Well, we do have, what's her name in the studio? And I said, Alexa, give me the international telephone dialing code 234. Nigeria, you see, there you go. So there is a way. If you have a talking assistant, just ask them, what is the telephone dialing code? They'll give you that answer, like Alexa did. Nigeria. Okay, trying to keep you safe here on The Breakfast Show. Always do our best. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you have any good hints or tips that our listeners could use, just let us know. That number, 677-18822. And if you WhatsApp us on there, don't call us. Just WhatsApp us and we'll see your message, even if you're not on our list. George Michael. Everything She Wants. This is the 97 version.
Love.
a good time of year to remember what a great singer. There we go, George Michael. Everything She Wants, the 1997 version, the Todd remix. And time on the Breakfast Show, we're making our way to 4.5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, but we do have it again for you in a few minutes time. Take us up to the top of the hour. Have we got Mr. Robbie Williams. Christmas song. Let's not go shopping. Good advice.
It's Christmas time. There's always much to do. I'd rather spend my time and be with you. I'm overcome with fear and sadness. Baby, save me from this madness. By doing something I would like to do. Let's not go shopping when cars start stopping. Outside it's snowing and 10 below. It's better warming by the fireside with Yuletide candle glow. I don't want to hear those tail bells ringing. No, no, no. We don't need shopping. It gets me hopping. We could be bopping with old King Cole. Instead of trudging through the ice and snow, we'll concentrate to knock on the doors and leave that shopping to Mr. Claus. Just not venture to shopping centers. No retail tension, no stress or strife. We'll kick on back with nothing else to do. Keep staying home around the applause. Let's not go shopping. Just hang your stocking.
I tell you what, you've got a chuckle, haven't you? I like that one. That's Robbie Williams at Let's Not Go Shopping. Right, I tell you what, somebody else has got a birthday, just quickly before we go to the news. On this day, 15th of December, Henry Becquerel was born on this day. 1852 was the year. He was a French physicist, a Nobel laureate, and the discoverer of radioactivity. For work in this field, he, along with Marie Curie, and Pierre Curie received the 1903 Nobel Peace Prize in Physics. The SI unit for radioactivity, the Becquerel, the BQ, is named, needless to say, after him. And that's just about brought us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your favorite station.
Cool FM. the best place to be in the mornings.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Driven to the fire. To get back to where we started. Till we crash and burn again. Now I got it. To a science. All this sabotage is sweetness, dancing on a razor's edge. Where does it start? Where does it end? Some nights ago, my broken heart was on the mend. No, I should go, but it's so hard when you walk in. I'm not myself when we're apart. I can't pretend. Oh, but I'm only human. How am I supposed to stop myself from loving you? Loving you, yeah. I'm only human. I'm about to do the thing I know I shouldn't do, yeah. We don't know how the story's gonna end, but I know you're gonna bring mine again. I'm only human. How am I supposed to stop myself from loving you, yeah.
Heaven.
In the middle of the madness, hard to tell which one is which. Always colder, the morning after. When I'm reaching out to hold ya, nothing on my fingertips. Where does it start? Where does it end? Two nights ago, my broken heart was on the mend. No, I should go, but it's so hard when you walk in. I'm not myself when we're apart. Loving you, yeah. I'm only human. I'm about to do the thing I know I shouldn't do, yeah. How am I supposed to stop myself from loving you?
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
Justin Hayward and John Lodge from the Blue Jays album, Who Are You Now? Breakfast show time, 19 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. The one before that, Callum Scott and Stop Myself, Only Human. And let's say good morning to Cedric. We're going to have a request for Cedric. And then after that, we'll check in with Yasmin. But Cedric drops a little line, says, morning, Jerry. If available, could you please play At Last by Etta James? One of my favourites, of course. I've got a lot of favourites, really, haven't I? That's why I love what I do. Have a great weekend, Cedric. What a voice. There we go. Etta James and Last. And that is, as I said, for Cedric this morning. And talking of good mornings. Good morning, yes.
Good morning.
What?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, yes. Just giggling away at. You forgot, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
You did. Hello.
I was looking at the calendar for next week. Because, remember, we are free on Wednesday, the 20th.
Oh, next week?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it was the invasion.
Oh, didn't know we had a day off for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. It started last year, I guess.
Oh, it started... What a good... Wow, how many more holidays do we need in it? So, really, so we're off on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then we're going into Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do like my job. I honestly didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go then. That's it. We won't be with you next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the day after. Mm-hmm. Is there something special the day after? 21st?
Oh, yes.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
Can't think what it is.
I know. It's not my birthday.
It is. Poor Yasmin. You only give one present, don't you?
Maybe that day I will forget.
Yes. Well, there we go. Yes. You can celebrate on the Wednesday, can't you?
Uh-huh,
yeah. It's a day off, so there you go. Oh, I never realised that the 20th was a holiday. As you say, it must be something. It is new, isn't it? We didn't have
it last year.
We didn't have it last year, though, did we?
Yes, we did.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Who are you? You know, it's funny, because when you remember you sent me that message yesterday about the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going ahead in my mind, and I came back to you and said, I remembered. Mm-hmm. Not bad for 74.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I can't even remember what happened yesterday, you know. Well, I remember that.
Yeah.
So, there we go. So, how was yesterday? Because it was a special event for you yesterday, wasn't it? You had the day off. We weren't here.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday we had to go to the church, because every year they do this event. There is like a blessing to all the graduates.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they do that every year. And it was beautiful. It was nice. And, you know, everybody were happy. And we got also the invitations for the graduation. And
what day is actually the graduation? Next Wednesday.
No. Oh, let me see. Oh, yes, actually it's on Wednesday, yeah.
You're joking, really?
Yeah, because yesterday we were talking about that and saying, I mean, it's going to be fine because no traffic, you know.
Hang on, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there no traffic?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the shops will be open.
Oh, do you think?
I think so. Hmm. You think the shops are going to close a couple of days before Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Oh, well, so anyway, that's going to be next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And does he have one of these hats and everything?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to buy that, or do they just lend them?
No, yeah. We borrow them.
You borrow them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, make sure you get the right size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we already took photos and everything.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to turn up, because he's got the pictures to show he was there. Oh, I mean, I still can't believe. I was chatting with Christina. I still can't believe he's graduating. It just doesn't seem possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gosh, time is going by too late. If I'm not careful, I'm going to be old.
No. Me too.
Yeah. No. So, that's good. So then what's he got planned from that?
For when?
For after he's graduated. Is he sort of got his mind set on a profession that he'd like to do?
Oh, yes, he likes psychology.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, focus on sports.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a niche. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good, because he likes his volleyball, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, and also he would like to continue with music.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see.
I mean, when he, you can still see him, get him on the Danilo Perez.
Foundation,
yeah, that would be cool.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, we know them fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, because, I mean, he's that keen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good, excellent.
Yeah.
No, if he can learn a musical, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could be a psychologist that plays the saxophone and looks after athletes.
Yeah, that's true.
I think a lot of musicians need a psychologist as well.
Yes.
Well, at least if he becomes a psychologist, he can treat himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You know, I've always wondered that about doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Do they ever need to go to a doctor?
Mm, oh, yes, I think so. Mm-hmm.
How come you're a doctor if you're sick? Dr. Navarro, if you're listening, I was only joking. And Dr. Mendes, they're my go-to doctors at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, what have we got if anything, in the way of entertainment. So I would imagine there's quite a bit going on. But a lot of private parties and that are going on, aren't they, this time of year?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, there's a lot of activities during this weekend.
Okay.
And let's start, because we are talking about December 20th.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the, on Tuesday, at Museo del Canal, it's going to be the commemoration of the 34th anniversary of the United States military invasion of Panama in 1989, declared a day of national mourning.
Okay.
During this open day, access to the exhibitions will be free for all people at 10 a.m., since 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is at Museo del Canal. So you can go there and learn a little bit more about this part of our history. And also, during this weekend, there's a lot of Christmas concerts.
Right.
In different churches. And organized by the Ministry of Culture, for example. I'm going to post everything on our Instagram account. But I can tell you, today, or tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Villa Lucre, it's going to be Orquesta Sinfónica Nacional at San Rafael's Church. This is in Villa Lucre. Also, on the 18th of December, it's going to be Orquesta Sinfónica Nacional at Santuario Nacional. This is in Obarrio at 7:30 p.m.
When's that?
This is on the 18th.
Oh, okay.
December 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there are more concerts during the week. Also, this weekend, it's another concert at Iglesia San José. This is el Altar de Oro in Casco Antiguo at 6 p.m. today. And, of course, all of them are free, so everybody can go there with the whole family.
Excellent.
Yes. And also at City of Knowledge, they're going to have different events. Do you know they always have their market?
That's right.
During the weekend. So, also, they're going to have a concert, live concert with Los Fulanos del Rock. This is on Saturday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at City of Knowledge. And, of course, is free.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts in the City of Knowledge?
Let me see. Well, it doesn't say. A Mercado Urbano. I think it's the area of the market, the little market.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, they're going to have their market and also these Fulanos del Rock. They're going to be playing live music.
Excellent.
Yes. Let's talk about who was born.
Okay.
Did you say? Okay, the first one is Dave Clark.
Oh, yes.
He was born in 1942.
Mm-hmm.
English musician, songwriter, record producer, and entrepreneur from English pop rock band Dave Clark 5, who scored the 1964 UK number one single Glad All Over and the 1965 US number one single Over and Over, plus over 15 other UK top 40 singles.
Yeah, they did very well. They were part of the British invasion at the time.
Oh.
And when we say that, we mean we invaded America.
Oh, okay.
With our music.
Mm-hmm.
No guns, just me. And they thought that we always play Bomb Bomb Glad All Over, so we're going to play Over and Over.
I said over and over again, this dance is gonna be a she was a bit, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day.
And then we go over and over from the Dave Clark 5. I don't think we played that one before.
Yeah.
No, it's a good one. By the way, Renee and Rick, they've woken up at last.
Oh, hello.
About time. I mean, they go because they've gone back to where it was. Oregon, is it? I think it's, you know, some, it's a foreign place. Mm-hmm. Yes. And
but what time is there right now?
Well, obviously it's... It's
like 4 a.m. or something?
No, it's not 4 a.m. because they've just got up. So it's probably about midday.
Oh.
But no, of course, you see, they left Greece and went back to the States. Mm-hmm. And in Greece, they used to listen to us in the afternoon, which was very sociable.
Yes.
But now, you see, just got up. And just sent us a snoring and a laughing. You can laugh. I mean, we've got nobody to talk to now until you wake up in the morning. It's 6:34 a.m.
Ah, okay. It's not that early. It's okay.
What do you mean it's not that early?
Good morning.
TGIF. You're going to have to get another job over here. I mean, it's no good.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, for heaven's sake. You left Panama to go for a vacation in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Least you could do is come back.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, we have to pay all the other listeners now. Always lovely to hear from Renee and Rick.
Oh, yes, of course.
And, okay, any more entertainment?
Oh, yes. Also on Sunday, our friends of Orquesta del Istmo are going to have another great concert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is going to be at Parroquia San Agustin in Villa Zaita.
Okay.
This is at 11:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Fiesta Navideña with Orquesta del Istmo.
Excellent.
Of course, it's going to be free,
mm-hmm.
so don't miss that.
Mm-hmm.
And also this weekend in Santa Ana, it's going to be a huge market, starting on Sunday and Saturday.
Oh, is that in the square?
Let me see. Well, it just says Santa Ana, so
okay.
I'm not sure. I guess it's in the park.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, it could be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is a Yalu Mercadito,
mm-hmm.
Christmas edition, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This one is at San Francisco. Yalu Mercadito is at San Francisco tomorrow from 2 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have different workshops, live music, thrift shop, food, DJ, and you can bring your donations of clothes and toys.
Oh, lovely. That's a good idea.
This is at La Peatonal 68, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yalu Mercadito.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that I was talking about in San Francisco started today.
Okay.
And Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Mercado con Historia. And you can get second-hand clothes,
mm-hmm.
and you can get also every kind of gift for Christmas.
Oh, great.
And go with
the whole nice.
Family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of things to do over the weekend.
Exactly.
Yes. All you've got to do is get there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Might take you a week. Leave now.
Yes.
Don't hang around.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. Is that it?
Yes, that's all.
That's all, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got another Born on This Day music.
Mm-hmm. The next one is Paul Simonon.
It's very good, because if you take the O-N off the end, you've got Paul Simon.
Exactly.
But it's Simonon.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like monkeys?
I don't know.
No?
I never heard that last name.
No, I hadn't either.
Mm. Oh. He was born in 1955, bassist with The Clash.
Ah, okay.
The 1979 UK number 11 single, London Calling, and the 1982 US number 8 single, Rock the Casbah.
Mm-hmm.
Their 1991 UK number 1 single, Should I Stay or Should I Go, was first released in 1982.
Well, we're going to do two in a row.
Great.
I bet you can't guess what the first one is.
Should I stay or should I go?
No, you should stay, but I'm thinking about it.
London Calling.
Thank you.
It's better than coffee.
decision's bugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
And there we go, two in a row from The Clash. Started off with London Calling and Should I Stay or Should I Go? Well, we're going to be staying for about 10 minutes and then we're going, aren't we? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, so there we are. That's quite appropriate. And what have you got planned for today? Anything in particular today?
Today, no.
No? Mm-mm. Just a normal Friday?
Yes, exactly.
Sitting back, relaxing, doing nothing?
No, I have to work.
Going to the gym?
No.
And giving that up, that's a good idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't last very long, really, did it? Yeah. Forget the diet, it's Christmas. Make a New Year's revolution. All right, yes, have a wonderful Friday, have a wonderful weekend, and
we'll
all be back together on Monday.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And we got a day off on Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What a surprise, is that my Christmas present? Take care, yes.
Bye.
Stockings are hung with care, as children sleep with one eye open. Well, now there's more than toys at stake, 'cause I'm older now, but not done hoping. The twinkling of the lights, the Santa carols fill the household. Old Saint Nick has taken flight with a heart on board, so please be careful. I asked for many different things, but now I know what my heart wants you to bring. So please just fall in love with me this Christmas. There's nothing else that I will need this Christmas. Won't be wrapped under a tree, I want something to last forever. Kiss me on this cold December night. A tree that smells of pine, a house that's filled with joy and laughter. The mistletoe says stand in line, loneliness is what I've captured. Oh, but this evening can be a holy night. It's cozy on a fireplace and dim those Christmas lights. So please just fall in love with me this Christmas. Nothing else that you will need this Christmas. It won't be wrapped under a tree, I want it to last forever. So kiss me on the
cause for the freaking call it season of giving. I'm here, I'm here.
A good one, and well, good two there. Michael Bublé and Cold December Night, and followed on that B.B. King, of course, and that was Merry Christmas, Baby. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, and let's see if we've got time to sneak in perhaps a little bit of this one from Bette Midler.
Santa Claus will stop your water down your chimney top. So be jolly, have a holiday as bright as holly. May the ones you love be near you with the laugh of friends to cheer you when the church bells ring like the angels sing and you hear the joyful hymn they chime. Hang a wish from me on your Christmas tree for a very merry Christmas time.
So, well, plenty more like that to come next week as we increase our Christmas music as we go up to the Christmas holidays. And say, I've got a bit of a surprise. Didn't realise we had a day free on Wednesday. Let me see. Well, let me say our thank yous for this morning. Of course, a very big thank you to Ingrid for our freaky Friday fun facts. What interesting one this morning, all about the El Nino and El Niña phenomenon, and of course it is affecting us quite badly this year. So big thanks to Ingrid for that. Big thanks to Yasmin for our what, where and when, what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it over the coming days as we make our way up to Christmas. Plenty, as Yasmin mentioned, plenty of concerts as we go over the weekend and going into the week before Christmas. It doesn't seem possible it's come around so quickly. So anyway, big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, all getting ready for a family Christmas there in Windsor. And also, let's say a very big thank you to, of course, the boys and girls of Grupo Grada, who keep us up and running in the morning, and will be shutting us down in just a few minutes. And don't forget, if you've got a request for somebody that you'd like to send over the Christmas period as we make our way to Christmas, all you've got to do is give us a WhatsApp. The number is 677-188-22, 677-188-22. Nice, easy number. Make a note of that. So always happy to hear from you. And to all of you out there, as I said, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show on Cool FM 89.3. We'll be back with you on Monday morning as usual. So please, 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 I know it's going to be a lot of traffic over the weekend. A lot of people have got a little bit of extra money in their pockets and everybody's be going mad. Just sit back and relax. Don't get all stressed out. Christmas is for stressing out, really, isn't it? But try and relax, and please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing, especially between now and Monday morning at 7, do it carefully, because you know what we say, want to be talking to you on Monday, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.